in court today, Joanna Mwambe made her initial appearance before the magistrates. We challenged the lawfulness of her arrest and also challenged the placement on remand. We made submissions. Four witnesses testified with respect to the legality of the arrest and the lawfulness of the remand sought by the state. The court said it will make a determination on those objections tomorrow morning at 11:15 a.m.
So what were the heads of your argument?
Firstly, that the arrest was not proper, and it was not proper in the sense that there was a standing arrangement with the police for Joanna Mwambe to surrender herself to the police on Sunday. So there is really no explanation why they then went to pick her from where she was actually attending parliamentary business. And then secondly, that she was not informed of the reasons of the arrest upon arrest. In court today, the arresting detail struggled to tell the court the reasons why he arrested her. If he struggled in that manner in court today, it would automatically follow that even at the time of arrest, he did not know why he was placing her under arrest. He was just acting on instructions from we do not know who. And then the third reason for the challenge was that she was brought to court after 48 hours had expired. The police officer told the court that he arrested around 8 a.m. on Saturday. So the 48-hour period expired at 8 a.m. this morning, by which time she had not yet been brought before a magistrate. She was only brought before a magistrate close to an hour later, around 9 a.m. And for that reason, the 48-hour period had already elapsed. And then finally, when we look at the facts that have been put to her, they do not disclose an offense at all. And in addition, the investigating officer also failed to justify the basis upon which he was seeking Joanna Mwambe's placement on remand.
What are the charges that he is facing?
He's facing a charge of subverting a constitutional government.
What's the meaning of that?
In essence, they are saying he tried to overthrow the government through unconstitutional means.
And what's your understanding about those kind of charges?
When matters are brought to court, the idea is for evidence to be brought to sustain those charges. But from what has been presented in court so far, there is an extract from a press statement that he allegedly held. Without getting into the details, we repeatedly asked the witnesses in court today to point out the offending part of the statement that made them certified that Joanna Mwambe had committed an offense. And all they could do was to point to a statement where she said, or rather where she allegedly called for a peaceful march from Mustafa in which is a West Bishop, and the march would go through Harare West constituency on the 17th of January 2019. And what they are saying is, by merely calling for that press conference, she is responsible for everything else that happened between 14th to 16th January 2019. But that is a ridiculous proposition, because the press statement that they gave to the court itself suggests that the action called for being the peaceful march that was being called for was set for 17th January 2019, and ordinarily therefore is no bearing or relationship to whatever happened anywhere else between 14 and 16 January, because 17 January had not yet come.
Where is she right now?
She has been taken into custody by the Zimbabwe Prison Services. She will spend the night at Sikurubi Female Prison unless the ZPS decides to lodge at Sikurubi Maximum. But there's only one remand prison with female facilities, that is Sikurubi Female Prison, where most women are detained from. There is only an exception of a few that are occasionally lodged at Sikurubi Maximum Chikurubi Maximum is generally a male section, but it has a few cells which can accommodate women.